President Bush says NATO's founding principle that an attack on one is an attack on all holds true whether the violence comes on a member's home soil or against their troops serving on a NATO mission abroad. With some NATO members reluctant to boost troop levels in Afghanistan, Mr. Bush says it's time the alliance better share the burden of backing Hamid Karzai's government.
Taliban and Al-Qaeda fighters and drug traffickers and criminal elements and local warlords remain active and committed to destroying democracy in Afghanistan. Defeating them will require the full commitment of our alliance. For NATO to succeed, its commanders on the ground must have the resources and flexibility they need to do their jobs.
Increasing NATO troop levels in Afghanistan is the president's top priority at this summit in Latvia. With most of the fighting in southern and eastern Afghanistan, countries with troops on those front lines, mainly Canada, Britain, the United States, and the Netherlands, want more support from NATO members Germany, Italy, France, and Spain, who have restricted their troops to the relatively peaceful north and west. Canadian Foreign Minister Peter MacKay says public support for his country's mission in Afghanistan could dissolve if other NATO members fail to provide troops for operations in the south. NATO Secretary General Jaap de Hoopskeffer is also concerned about the generally poor response to a September call for more troops in Afghanistan, but he says the alliance will ultimately prevail against Taliban militia and is confident that NATO will be able to hand over more responsibility to Afghan troops in 2008. President Bush says NATO operations in Afghanistan are central to the broader fight against terrorism by helping to train the Afghan army and rebuild the nation.
We're in a long struggle against terrorists and extremists who follow a hateful ideology and seek to establish a totalitarian empire from Spain to Indonesia. We fight against the extremists who desire safe havens and are willing to kill innocents anywhere to achieve their objectives.
Following this NATO summit, President Bush leaves for Jordan and talks with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. Mr. Bush says terrorists in Iraq are trying to destabilize the unity government there, and he wants to know what the United States can do to help stop them. Scott Stearns, VOA News, with the President in Riga, Latvia.
望望英语网站,欢迎您的光临,请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com